Morning. Let's please turn our song books to 101. Wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day. Wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it, shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love, though you are far away. Wonderful story of love, still he doth call today. Calling from Calvary's mountain, down from the crystal bright fountain, air from the dawn of creation. Wonderful story of love, wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love, Jesus provides a rest. Wonderful story of love, for all the pure and blessed. Rest in those mansions above us, with those who've gone on before us, singing the rapturous chorus. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love. Please stand for prayer.
Reading this morning that comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, then chapter 6, 1 through 4. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, so thank the Lord God for this day, Lord, to give us another time, Lord, to come here to worship you, Lord, and study thy word, Lord. We ask for thy knowledge, Lord, that we would understand it, that we would give it to us to understand, Lord. But most of all, Lord, that we would obey thy word and live a life pleasing unto thee. Lord, we ask you be surely angered, Lord, as your grandson has passed away, Lord. Try to comfort them, Lord, and strengthen her, Lord. We know, Lord God, it's hard on her, Lord, to give away loved ones, Lord. But we know, Lord, that there's a better place away for each and every one of us, Lord, if we follow after thee. So thankful, Lord, to God for this day and the many blessings you have stored upon us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
Chapter 5, verse 33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That if we be well with thee, thy mayest live long on the earth. And if you fathers provoke not your children to wrath, but to bring out up in the nature and the domination of the Lord.
Invitation song will be 452. Please turn to 72.
I know that my Redeemer lives and ever prays for me. I know eternal life he gives from sin and sorrow free. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know eternal life he gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. He wills that that I should wholly be in word and thought indeed. Then I his holy face may see when from this earth life freed. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know eternal life he gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that unto sinful men his saving grace is nigh. I know that he will come again to take me home on high. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know eternal life he gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that over yonder stands a place prepared for me. A home, a house not made with hands, most wonderful to see. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know eternal life he gives. I know that my Redeemer lives.
I'm looking at the mothers this morning, special day. I've said this before, but it's worth repeating, and I'll be repeating it as long as I can. In 35 years of teaching in parent-teacher conferences, mostly parent-teacher conferences with who? The mothers. I've seen some many wonderful mothers. And one of the things that I strongly believe, there is no greater teacher in a child's life than a mother. They have the most influence that anyone ever has. They're so important. So happy Mother's Day to the mothers we have here and everyone else. I'm glad that you're able to be out this morning. I noticed one thing as at times visiting nursing homes, and this is unfortunately is a sad thing. Many of them that are in the area where they're terminally ill, going past the doors that are open, and someone will be laying in there crying out for their mother. And some big, strong men. So that's someplace in our brains that will always be that security there was with the mother. And I think it's the great love that they show. Yesterday, I thought I'd spend a few hours getting some statistics. I like statistics on homemaking. Stay-at-home parents sometimes work up to 98 hours a week. Do you ever feel tired at the end of the week, think, when raising children? Excuse me. It is around-the-clock work, and here's some of the things they mentioned here. Nighttime feedings, if a baby's just been born, nighttime feedings. Lydia knows something about those things. Greeting early morning risers, those children that get up and are morning children. That's when they're at their finest. Fixing meals late at night. Those are some of the things that were mentioned there. If you had to pay for all this, they have estimated, and this sounds extreme, but not really with today's prices. If you go to a store and look at prices, if you took all the things that a homemaker does in a year and you hired those out for people you had coming in that made a living doing that, It would cost $180,000 a year, and I believe it. They wear many hats, employ many skills. Tutors, negotiators, nurses, party planner, chef, chauffeur, nanny, house cleaner, and it just goes on and on and on, the things that mothers do. One out of every five families in the United States has a parent that's staying at home. That's about 20%. That's way down to what it used to be, but it's still happening. If you had to go out and hire all that labor, here's some estimates on what they would think it would cost a week. If you hire a chef, it'd be $1,050 a week to do what they would do in the cooking. Grocery shopping, $40 twice a week, so about $80 in that. House cleaning, $1,120. Child care, $800. Driver or chauffeur, $1,380. Laundry, $112. And it just goes on and on with all these statistics, come out to about $180,000 a year. But what it comes down to right at the end, mothers, love is priceless. You can't pay for it. And Proverbs tells us that. This morning, I thought about trying to use a sermon. I saw a very good sermon on Proverbs 31, and most of you be familiar with that, on a worthy woman or an excellent woman. But I decided I think it may be better if we went with a family thing, and for the fathers, mothers, and the children. So this is a sermon by Mike Vestal, is his name, from a gospel, I guess it's the other one, Video Bible School. And it is on a legacy. What legacy are you going to leave when we're gone? How will we be remembered? So that's something for us to think about. I think it's similar to the question that we ask sometimes. If every church member was just like me, how would this church be doing? So those are good questions for us. How are we doing as families, and how are we doing as a member of Christ's church? So I'll try to get this started. It'll take me a couple moments to get it up, I think. Well, it's great when things work. When technology works, it's a great thing. Leaving a legacy, a study of the family, from Ephesians chapter 5 and 6.
What kind of legacy?
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to this week's service. Copyright law prevents us from playing sound from this video on this recording. We have embedded the original video in this web page. It's right below this recording. You may see it right there. Thank you for your understanding. God bless.
We'd be glad to make sure you can be connected to all. There's so much teaching there. That was well taught in just 5 minutes. Yes, according to the scripture, the law of Christ, you must be baptized for remission of sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we know from the scriptures, and you can read that as well as we'd be glad to show you this day. Thank you so much for the attention you've had this morning. And I wish all the mothers a very happy Mother's Day as well. This time we'll have Tom lead us in the invitation.
Please stand. Have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thy own way. Have thy own way.
Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humble I bow. Have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy Spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Please be seated.
If you need any communion, Ernie would be glad to get you one. We do this each Lord's Day as remembering our Lord. In Acts 20 verse 7 tells us upon the first day of the week, disciples came together to break bread, and that's exactly what we're doing. We can't leave this out or any other act of worship. One's just as important as the other. You know, something else we got to do is have our minds on our worship. We can't be thinking of this afternoon, although we all want to do things, and it's good to do them. But when we worship God, He wants us all. He wants all of us, our whole mind, soul, and body in His worship, to please Him. That's the only way we can please Him, to, of course, have our minds centered and do each act of worship the way He wants us to do. That's why Church of Christ here in New Lex stands for that. And we always stand for that. And hopefully in the future, years to come, we have men and women who will stand for the truth. Let's remember our Lord as He died on the cross. With this bread represents His body. Let's go to God in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, as we partake of this bread, the emblems that You want us to set aside to remember Your Son's precious body that was broken for us on that cross. Help us please Him, please You every day. Now, as we take this bread to remember His precious body that hung on the tree for our sins, forgive us, God, of all sin. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let's remember our Lord as we take the fruit of the vine. Almighty Father, thank You for this fruit of the vine that represents Your Son's precious blood, who did no sin, but suffered for us, knowing He was doing this for us. And help us remember this now on the first day of the week. We ask this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Also, we take the time to give back. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for sparing our lives and being able to know the truth, how to go to heaven. And as we give back now a portion of what we've been prospered with, we pray that each one will give cheerfully from the heart for the work of the church and do it all in Your Son's holy name. And we praise You, God, and forgive us of our sins. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Whoever has announcements.
I'd like to welcome everyone this morning here to our Sunday morning worship service. And especially want to remember all the ladies today. I wish them a happy Mother's Day. In the back, there's a basket in the back. I encourage all the ladies to at least pick up an item out of that basket when they go to leave. There's also a bag that they're from the primary class is giving out. And if you haven't got one, I encourage you to get one of them also before you leave today. Of course, we all remember all the ones that's on the prayer list. Holly has in there in the bulletin, I mean, it's a pretty good lengthy list of all the ones that's on the prayer list. We especially want to remember the Maynard family right now in the loss of Shirley Maynard's grandson. I know the funeral is going to be coming up on Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. The viewing's tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 8 there at Roberts here in New Lex. So, of course, you want to remember Shirley and her daughter and the whole family during the loss of him. He was only 2 years old. And from my understanding, he drowned. That's what happened. So remember them during all that. Of course, you can see that Holly's not with me today. Her and her sister, they're traveling. Matter of fact, they texted me about 9:30 and said they were on their way back from Delaware, the state of Delaware. So they decided to go out on a venture. They call it their sister's trip. So they'll be traveling and coming back. But we'll remember all the ones on that and all the ones that's on the prayer list. In the bulletin, we remember all of our Bible studies that's going on, especially on Sunday morning right now. We're studying the book of Daniel. On the ladies, of course, they will not have their class tonight online because just due to Holly being traveling and all that. But they'll pick it up back there on May the 19th next week, and they're in Kings. Matter of fact, they're in 1 Kings, and they'll be in chapter 18 through 20 that night. Of course, we have our midweek services going on for Bible study, and they're studying the book of Revelations. First, Holly has also in here that the primary class is going to be having different things going on, the different topics. So I encourage you to get the bulletin to be able to see there. And she has the one for May and the one for June coming up, and well through August. Of course, we have our different area events going on. And we have here at our church here, we have the Friday night sing coming up in June. And that'll be June the 28th on a Friday evening. That'll be from 7 to 9 o'clock. And of course, there'll be a light refreshments after that. She's got other events going on, like at Noble Park and Somerset and different things like that. And of course, church camp's going to be coming up. And that'll be in June. Starting in June, the week that I will be going will be Junior Week. That'll be June 30th through July 5th. So that'll be down in Camp Barbie down there in West Virginia. Of course, we want to recognize that next week on May the 19th, we're going to be recognizing all the graduates that's going to be graduating. We're going to be giving them Bibles here. And I believe it will be doing it after services on Sunday morning. So I encourage you to be here for that. And Holly has in here the list of the six graduates that we know that's graduating. So that we recognize that day with their Bibles given to them. Also, there are cards in the back. If you haven't signed them, I encourage you to do that before you leave today. I believe that's about everything I have this morning. Just like I said, we're going to recognize all the ladies today and wish them a happy Mother's Day.
Shirley sat back here in this seat usually when she came. She came for a good while. We haven't seen her for a while now. This would be a time to reach out to her if anyone knows you. Shirley became, she knows the area, but she didn't come here for a while. And she's come several times. And as Mark said, too, the cards, sign those cards, it means so much to people there. Those cards go to people many times who are really hurting. So take the time to sign them.
And a lot of times when Shirley did come, she actually did bring her grandson with her. He was with her a lot, and he was here a lot with her during that time. So, but if there's nothing else, I ask you to stand, and then we'll have the closing prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, thanking you for the blessings of this life, the ability to come before you, study your word, and sing these songs to you. God, we ask you to be with those that are dealing with various health ailments, those that have upcoming test procedures, those that are traveling, and we also ask you to be with Shirley Maynard and her family during this very difficult and challenging time. Please provide them comfort. Lord, we want to take an extra opportunity here today to thank you for the mothers and the church and our families. Thank you for their loving and nurturing nature that they have with their children, bringing them up in this difficult, corrupt world. God, we want to ask you to be with us as we go our separate ways, that we continue to walk in the heavenly light, and that we're able to be examples in our communities and in our families. Lord, when we fall short, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.